Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to the call. This is New Year's Evolution in Evolve instead of Resolve. And I'm Cheryl Miller. I'm a wellness strategist, life coach, and mayor of the Ville. And I'm assuming that there are probably a few people on the call who don't know that much about me, so I'm going to talk a little bit about myself first and give latecomers a chance to show up before I go over the agenda for the call tonight. So just a little bit about me is I did have a life before wellness. I was not always a wellness goddess or wellness guide, wellness ambassador, whatever you want to call me. When I grew up, it was funny. My mom was a home ec teacher, but she never cooked, so I ate a lot of junk food. I smoked. I drank Coke. I rocked in my rocker all the time, just kind of spacing out, not doing too much of anything of any value. I experienced mild depression. I've come from a long line of pack rats, so I had pack rat tendencies. I'm not a total pack rat, but so I didn't start off in a very good spot. It's not the picture of wellness, but I think the cosmic reason for all of that was because I really do feel that I was supposed to experience all of that non-wellness stuff so that I would have more empathy and understanding for other people that I was going to be working with who may not have a perfect wellness lifestyle either, because you know what, there are a lot of wellness cops out there, and they're always looking at what you're drinking, looking at what you're eating, commenting upon what you're doing, and I don't believe in that at all. And I think it's because I did have such a rough start myself, and I always want people to feel that they're loved and supported and uplifted in their wellness lifestyle. It should be a really positive thing. So even though I had to struggle through a lot of that stuff myself personally, I'm actually seeing it as a gift. I'm glad I don't have to go back there again, but I learned a lot about it, and that's one of the things I do is share what I learned with people like you who are on the call. So thank you for being here and giving me a chance to share with you tonight. I have a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology and Community Health. The only reason I tell you that is because I want you to see that I actually do have some training. Several years, as a matter of fact, of training. I also have extensive training as a life coach. And I'm the mayor of Cheryl Millerville, and I'm the mayor because, you know, I just thought it'd be kind of nice to be in charge of something. So I'm the mayor. I've been working with a large employee wellness program of about 80,000 members for many, many years, and I just recently left that position to become a full-time entrepreneur. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of me because now I have a lot more time. So I'm excited about that. And finally, recently, a couple months ago, I became the official wellness guide for selfgrowth.com. And that's a pretty exciting thing for me because they receive 1 million visitors a month. So it's a great opportunity to connect with a lot of people around wellness and around the positive beliefs that I have about wellness. So that's enough about me. What I'd like to have you do is, now that you've had a chance to kind of sit here and tune in, I want you to really tune in because we're just going to be here for a short time in the scheme of things, and it'll be really great if you can just sit down and take a couple of deep breaths, focus in on being here now, fully participating. Some of the things I'm going to share with you sound a little easy peasy, but there's a lot of depth to them, and I think you'll miss the depth if you're just half listening while you're doing dishes or reading messages on your smartphone and all those kind of things. So you can do that if you want to, but I think you'd get a whole lot more out of it and have a much more positive experience if you just kind of take a breath and give yourself a chance to settle in and relax, get clear of the day, and just be here now. We're not going to be here that long, and it'll be kind of nice to be able to really connect with each other. So once again, thanks a lot for coming to the call. Now, let's look at the agenda. I always think it's nice to give people the lay of the land so they have a sense for where they're going and how long it's going to take to get there. I'm going to show you my personal five-step process that I use every single year to develop a New Year's theme. And that theme that I'm going to help you come up with tonight is hopefully going to really inspire you and guide you through the whole year of 2012, not just until you forget it like you normally do with the New Year's resolution. we're going to create a theme that you're going to want to put in place and enjoy for the whole year. I'm going to show you how you can succeed with your goals and succeed with confidence and a workable plan. And I'm also going to show you just a few. I won't have a lot of time to go into this, but I'll show you a few of my personal strategies to keep my theme top of mind. It's a real important piece of it, so I'll make sure that I at least give you a couple tips along those lines. And the fun part for me is I'm going to show you how to use your theme to evolve as a person in 2012. And to me, that's kind of exciting. Evolving is a whole lot more exciting than resolving, in my book anyway. So the ultimate goal tonight is to help increase your confidence, inspire you to take action so that you can trust yourself. And you can, when you trust yourself, you tend to not feel so overwhelmed and confused about your hopes and desires. Because you trust yourself, you're going to get there. And then you start feeling really good about yourself. So that's an important goal for me tonight, too. And so finally, then, I'm going to show you how you can take your goal all the way through 2012. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Super. And about halfway, when we're on step two of the five-step process, I'm going to stop for an opportunity for a couple of volunteers to get coached on your 2012 theme. So you'll want to take just a couple of notes as I go through the presentation to give yourself some ideas of things you might like to play with as far as your theme goes. And then when the official call is over, then I will stay on the line for a bit to coach people on their themes. So I just don't want to take up a whole lot of time in the middle of the call in case some other folks already know what their theme is and they don't want to sit through all of that. So we'll coach a few in the middle and then coach some at the end. So let's go ahead and move on to what I consider positive wellness. This is to kind of give you a feeling for who's leading this teleclass. Like I said, there are a lot of wellness cops out there, and I want you to know I am not a wellness cop, not even a deputy, not even a a traffic cop or a ticket taker, a ticket giver, whatever they call those people. I do believe that we are all responsible for our own lives, but I don't believe in guilt or shame. I think we should be really gentle with ourselves and experience a lot of self-love and acceptance around our wellness choices and our wellness challenges. And I do believe that we can change our story. If you don't like your story right now, you can change it. And if you like your story, you can make it an even better story. The only way up, the only way for us to go is up in my book. The only thing that we need to do if we feel like we're failing is to just get up again. Get up and get up. You know, the winner always gets up the last time. So I also believe that, you know, sometimes there's a lot of confusion out there and people think, oh, my gosh, what's the answer to this? And get discombobulated. But there is an answer out there, and I show people how to find it by looking within. You know, there are people out there who can help us. There are a lot of external resources, but the main place that we can look for our answers is within. So when I coach people, I really do try to tap into that inner part of them that does have the answer. They don't know they have the answer, but as they connect with their inner world, they see, ah, I do have the answer. And that's a pretty exciting thing to experience. And that really, that's what we do when we come up with a theme. I don't know what your theme should be, and when you talk about it, you know, I can just listen intently, but I can't tell you what your theme should be because it's got to come from within you. But I can feel it. When you say your theme, I can feel whether or not it has power for you. I use my intuitive gifts there, and so I can nudge you along to keep working on it if it isn't quite singing to you. So I really believe, too, that wellness is a path of personal development. It's just not eating the right things, doing the right exercise, going to the spa. It's much more than that. It's a personal development path. It makes you a better individual, a better human being, not just focusing on your health and the physicality of your body. It's so much more than that. It's the whole personal development aspect. And so I build these concepts. I'm telling you all about my personal beliefs about wellness because I build all of these things into all the programs that I provide, and I want to take the mystery out of what, you know, what's behind and beneath and above and around the information that I'm sharing with you today. And we also seek pleasure and avoid pain. We seek pleasure and avoid pain. So whatever you do as far as your wellness lifestyle goes, it must be about pleasure. If it's painful, you will not do it. You'll do it for a week or two, and then you will not do it. So your theme has to be about pleasure. And just because it's about pleasure doesn't mean it's about sloth. It's not about doing nothing. It's about pleasure. Wellness is definitely needing to be about pleasure. And finally, it is possible to live a healthy, happy life in this lifetime. So my goal is to inspire you and to guide you along the lines of education and information and inspiration so that you can have the life that you want. So with that as a backdrop, let's dive into the New Year's evolution, evolve instead of resolve. I hear a little bit of something. I don't know if it's pinging or if it's,
maybe
yeah, there's
somebody
a little,
can use their phone if they're working.
A little screeching in the background. If you're able to put yourself on mute, that would be really nice. I would like to keep the line open if I could for conversation. Okay, that sounds better. So, no, I still hear it. Let me go ahead and find where the mute is. I didn't think I was going to have to mute, but let me just real quick see. So I'm going to mute everybody on the line, and then I'll take you back off mute when it quiets down. So hold on just a second. Hey, could you hear me when I was muted? When you were muted, I mean?
I couldn't hear anything just now.
Could you hear me speaking when I had put it on mute?
No.
Okay, well, then I won't try that again. Let's just hope the line stays clear. Okay, so all about resolutions. I don't like resolutions. I like resolve. I like to have resolve, but I don't like the whole idea of resolutions because they are really based in a bad feeling about ourselves. We think, oh, man, I'm so fat, I got to lose weight, I'm so disorganized, I got to get fit, look at this flabby body, oh, my God, I got to go. And there's a lot of bad feelings and beliefs that we have about ourselves. There's the whole should factor, and because of that, there's the ugh factor. Usually, resolutions are about one small aspect of our life. Like I said, they're usually about one thing, like lose weight, get fit, get organized, and it's really easy to forget something that just, you know, is a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty, and it's got a should factor. So that's one of the reasons they just don't work. We also forget that we made a resolution because usually it's a wish or a hope or a prayer. Gee, I wish I would lose weight. I hope I can lose weight. So we forget it because we don't have a plan in place. And I'm going to show you how you can put a plan in place so that you remember your goal and what it is that you really want. And every year, a new year comes, and we love the fact of a new year. It's like, oh, a new year's here. It's a clean slate. I love this whole idea. Maybe this year I'll be able to do what I say I'm going to do. Maybe this year I'll actually be able to lose weight or quit smoking. Oh, maybe this year. And then, you know, a couple of weeks into it, you know, nope, we haven't done it again. So resolutions just don't work for most people. They do for a couple of people, but for most people, they do not work. So, and they sure didn't work for me, and I got tired of being disappointed in myself and being tired of not reaching my goal. So here's how I got the idea to have a theme each year. This is my light bulb experience. Because I struggle with resolutions, too, like everybody else, I was kind of motivated, like, what else is there out there? What else is there that I can do? Because I really want to succeed. And I don't know about you, but it's really hard for me to see something other than what I currently have. Like, if I want to lose weight, it's hard for me to see myself at a different weight. I have to, you know, work at that. Or if I want to see myself living a different lifestyle, it's more difficult than, you know, than just forgetting the whole idea. So our lifestyle goals are just rife with emotion. We, you know, there's it's like a powder keg. It's like, oh, geez, here I go again, trying to lose weight and change my diet, not eat junk food. But I love junk food, and it's complicated and difficult, and we don't like it. It's not based around pleasure. So what I did was I borrowed a solution from another area of my life that really is humming, and that's the area of my home life. I've written a program called Harmonious Home, and I've taught it several times because I really do believe in having our home be our main sanctuary. And one of the things I teach in that program is a two-word guiding image. Because if you have an image for your home, then it's easier to populate your home with things that meet that image. So my particular two-word image is beauty and efficiency. I've had that image or those two words for years and years. So let me just demonstrate how I use that. If I'm out shopping and I see a really cool chair, I think, I love this chair. It's so cool. But I realize, so that meets the beauty element of my vision. But let's say it's way too big. And if I bought it, it would cram up my front room and I wouldn't be able to walk through and I'd bang into it. So that would mess with my desire for efficiency. So I would not buy it because it's not beautiful and efficient. Same thing happens if, you know, I have this thing about buying vases and cute little cups and saucers and things like that. But if they pass the beauty test pretty easily, but if it's not efficient to store them in my cabinet and I have to move them around and clang and bang and, you know, they fall out on my head because I've got too many of them, then that's not efficient, drives me crazy. So I use that concept of the two-word guiding image for my theme. And I started thinking, oh, I love that idea for my theme. So that's how I got started on the journey to explore themes as a wellness tool and to replace the whole idea of New Year's resolutions rather. And so I just personally had themes for years before it occurred to me to share them with my group. But I've been sharing them now for, several years with people. So they really work. So let's just talk a little bit about a theme and why a theme is kind of neat. Theme parks have a theme, special parties have themes, cruises have themes, and, you know, why? Well, themes are fun and exciting. They give us an image of something we go, ooh, that sounds like fun. I really want to go to that. That's neat. That's creative. Pair that with resolution. Which one sounds more fun, a theme or a resolution? Resolution, oh, bummer, lose weight. Theme, much more fun, creative. A theme is like a clarion call. It attracts our vision and energizes us, and it pulls us forward. You know, if somebody's blowing a horn, we go toward it, don't we? We go, oh, let's go follow that thing. There's a circus or a picnic or a party or there's a clarion call there. We want to follow it, the Pied Piper. So themes help us evolve. Now, this is something that just occurred to me last year. Every year I get some new insights about this whole theme thing, and I build on it. And now I've really got this awareness of how themes help us evolve as a person. So I'll show you how that works, too. And the word evolve, it's a really powerful word. I get this feeling of growing up and out. It's once you have evolved, it's permanent. Until the next evolution, there's no turning back. When you evolve, can you turn back? Uh-uh. You have to change again, totally and completely, in order to be something different. But once you've evolved, you've evolved. And when we evolve, we change our story. We become a different person. We become a new being because we have evolved. We're no longer the same person. We have elements of the same person, but we are no longer the same person. Couple more things about themes is really, if you think about it, a theme is a non-threatening way to look at growth opportunities. And by growth opportunities, that would be things like, well, maybe you are getting flabby. Well, maybe you are overweight. Well, maybe you are, in debt. You know, maybe you are some of those things that you feel guilty about and, you know, want to do something about. So a theme is a really non-threatening way to take a look at those growth opportunities and to put a positive spin on them so that you can actually address them without the negative charge that you would have if you're calling it a New Year's resolution. So, and you'll see soon that themes are really memorable. When we have a theme, we can remember it, whereas a resolution, let's forget it. So anyone and everyone, a child can have a theme, a family can, a business owner can have a theme for their business, and you can have a theme. And hopefully at the end of the call or in the next few days, you'll have a theme that really works for you. So, there we go. Now I'm going to give you some examples of themes. You might want to jot a few of these down. I'm just going to mention a bunch of them so you can kind of get a feeling for what a theme might sound like, and maybe it'll give you ideas for another one. Now, these themes are not themes that you're going to want necessarily, because you want to come up with your own theme. I'm just going to mention them quickly here to give you some ideas. So, My Heart's Desire, Finish What You Start, Bloom Where You're Planted, Waking Up, Powering Up, Unleash the Magic in Your Life. That was my theme last year. Younger Next Year, that's my theme for this year. Healthy and Happy, I Am Open. Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, Life is Sweet, Lightness of Being, Outside the Box, It's My Turn, Simple Green Living, A Life of My Own, Life is For Me, I Am Grateful, and Open the Gate. And can you see how those, just hearing those, how they're much more positive than lose weight, get fit, get organized. You can see that there's like there's some openness there, and these themes all are more holistic than the resolution. And we're going to go a lot more into detail about that in just a second, but I wanted to give you a feeling for what a theme might be like. Okay, now quick overview of my 5-step process, and then we'll go step by step through each of the steps. So the first, and you might want to just jot down a couple of notes. The first step is you get a cup of tea or coffee or hot cocoa or glass of wine or whatever it is you want to have, and you look back at the previous year. You look back at the previous year and you look about what happened during that year, and then you do what I call I use the term turnaround, but it was actually Byron Katie that came up with that term. And then the second step is that you make a list of words that you're attracted to that you really love. They could be slogans, catchphrases, mantras, or jingles. And then you try some themes out. Do they make your heart sing? And then you tweak it until it's just perfect. And then the fourth step is you look at your theme and take it to the you write it as an affirmation, and then that becomes your new story, and that's your evolution. And then the last step is you put a system in place to help you take action and track your progress during 2012. That's just a quick overview. I'm going to go step by step through that process. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or a little bit lost, don't worry about it. I'm going to walk you through it, and by the end of the call, I'll even offer you some opportunities to get some support with the process. So be looking for that toward the end of the call. So step one, what was 2011 like? With your cup of tea or whatever, just sit in a comfortable chair and rock and close your eyes and breathe and ponder and just jot down some notes about what was 2011 like, and write down a few little notes now too. And some of the questions you might have for yourself are, what do I want more of? Or what do I want less of? What bugged me? What inspired me? What intrigued me? What was fun and engaging? How did I feel in 2011? So just do an overview, kind of a dump about what happened. And I'll give you an example, a couple of examples from my life, because I think examples really help. One of my themes one year was Finish What You Start, and I noticed as I looked around my house, I was really bugged by unfinished projects wherever I looked, and I would leave them out so I'd remember to do them, because I have a tendency to forget things. I think a lot of creative people, just their memories are a little challenged by things, so I would leave these things out all over the house, and then I would feel like a loser because I had too many unfinished projects and, you know, drove me crazy. So I decided that year my theme would be Finish What You Start, and I made a list of everything that was unfinished in my house, and I created it like a little menu that I stuck on my refrigerator, and I put a little checkbox thing next to each of the items. And so I went room to room, and everything in my office that was unfinished, everything in my front room, everything in my dining room, everything in my kitchen, except et cetera, through the whole house. I didn't feel overwhelmed by that because it got everything out of my mind onto a piece of paper, and then I was able to, when I had 15 minutes, I could run to the refrigerator and go, oh, what can I work on here for 15 minutes? And I'd see something. Oh, that'd take me about 15 minutes. I'd quick get it done, and then I'd put a check mark. Who doesn't love making a check mark? And so that was a really positive way for me to learn about finishing what I start. So I evolved as a person because I became a finisher. I taught myself how to be a finisher that year. Another example was Heart's Desire. I looked back on my previous year and I realized, man, I did it, the stuff I had to do. I really didn't do much that was very fun. So I had a real disappointment of not having enough fun. So my theme that year was Heart's Desire. And so, you can't just stop at having a theme. You got to do something with it. So what I did was I created a menu of things that I like to do, because sometimes when you're bored, you're bummed, you're tired, you can't come up with anything. So I made a menu of what things I like to do, and I stuck it on my refrigerator again so I could remember it. And then when I would have some time and I'd be bored, I'd go, oh, I could do that, and I would give myself ideas of what I could do that would be really fun. So those are two examples. Do you find that helpful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Two more steps. Actually, one more step, and then we're going to do some coaching. So now the turnaround, this is kind of the fun thing. So what was 2011 like? You make a list, and let's say that one of the items is family stress. So in the column next to it, the turnaround for 2012 would be the opposite of that. Family, love, and support. And then maybe if you came up with on the left-hand side, maybe I should have you do that. Do two columns. One column label what was 2011 like, and in the right-hand column, the turnaround for 2012. So in the left column, if you had conflict with coworkers, then in the right column it might be camaraderie and peace at work. On the left-hand side, you might have spent too much money. And on the right-hand side, you can say wise spending and investing. On the left-hand side, you could say health challenges and losses. And on the right-hand side, you could turn it around and say healing and comfort. So can you see with these examples that you can take your list of what 2011 was like and write down the opposite, and then what's in the opposite column, the turnaround for 2012, those are potential themes for you. And so you'll scan that list and you go, oh, okay. I can get some ideas there. And then you're just gradually taking steps to figure out what it is that's going to be exciting to you. And sometimes it's based on what was wrong with last year, but sometimes it's also based on what's right about last year. Maybe last year you had a great time in some area of your life, and you want to take it to the next level. You want to have an even greater time. So your theme could be based on amplifying the kind of time that you had. It doesn't have to be a negative thing. Okay, so now then, here we're starting to get into the evolution. You got a little taste of it there. Let's keep going. Let's do two columns again. The old story on the left column and the new story on the right. And the new story, you can imagine, that's the evolution. So in the left, let's say you were sick a lot. On the right-hand column, you could say well, and you could also say self-care, because you started taking better care of yourself so you wouldn't get sick. In the left column, you could have failure. You felt like a failure. And in the right column, your new story is success. In the left column, you might have experienced a lot of stress. And on the right-hand side, you can say you felt balanced and relaxed. Maybe you were disorganized on the left, the old story, the left column, and organized on the right column, on the right-hand side. So you take all of the words that kind of described your year: sick, failure, stressed, pain, extreme, disorganized, worried, external solutions, power, strength, breath, breathless. That's an odd one. I balanced that with deep breathing, so maybe hyperventilating. So, and then your new story is on the right-hand column, and that begins the evolution. So all this is just a way to try to make your what you did last year more concrete in your mind, and see what the opposite of that might be on the by using the column on the right-hand side to evolve. And you'll get all of these examples when I send you the PowerPoint presentation. You can sit down with it and really go through it in more detail. I've got a couple of two different slides on the shifts because I think that's important. But do you have the concept of what the shift is from the old story to the new story?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, step two is you make a list of words and phrases that you love. And ways to do that is flip through a magazine and just, you know, whatever catches your eye. Ooh, that's a positive word. Ooh, I like that word. Neat word. Or you can do a Google search, and you can search for slogans, jingles, catchphrases, mantras, and you'll be amazed what comes up. So you can just jot down a bunch of positive words, and I have on mine beauty, fun, joy, healthy, frugal, relaxing, peaceful, happy, vitality, sustainability, and some catchphrases are hello, gorgeous. And the story behind that one, my mom was a terrible pack rat, and she was in my Harmonious Home program, and she was focusing on her back room. It was a really beautiful little room that they added on, but it became full of stuff, so she couldn't really use it. And so her project was called Hello, Gorgeous, so that when she walked into that room, she really felt it was welcoming and it was really gorgeous. And she was in her 80s, so Hello, Gorgeous kind of fit with her generation. Okay, so a catchphrase would be healthy, wealthy, and wise. We've all heard that. We've all heard together we're better. That might be a family theme. On the Wings of a Prayer, that's a song, but that might be a theme for somebody. Stay strong, live long. Eat the best, leave the rest. Easy does it for somebody who's been kind of stressed. I am peace. How sweet it is. So do a Google search or flip through some magazines and start making lists of words that you really love. And then you combine all of these, step one and step two, and then you kind of start piecing things together. You put them together and see what kind of a theme is emerging for you. So we are at the spot now where I'm going to coach a couple of people on their theme. So let me start with two volunteers. If you would just say your first name.
Lena.
Lena, okie doke. And who else? Who else would like to be coached on your theme?
Oh,
Gary?
I'll do it. Oh, go ahead.
Did you say Gary?
Gary.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Okay, perfect. I can hear that. You got to speak up. Getting
okay.
Older. Not really. Okay. So, Lena, let's start with you. Lena has taken this class a number of times, and every year has a really interesting theme. What kind of help do you need with your theme, or what kind of theme are you working on now?
So, I've taken this class I don't know how many times, and I had a particularly bad day today, so this is the bright spot, knowing that at the end of the day I could come and take this class. Was like I was just looking forward to being able to hit reset already on 2012. So
yeah.
I say that to say if 2012 has been a little bit of a challenge for you already, you might want to do what I'm doing and use this class as an opportunity to just, you know, cancel, clear, let's just start this all over again.
Right.
And so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm giving myself the permission to do that. Last year, when I took the class, my theme was unstoppable, being unstoppable. And, you know, this works. This class works because it was the year I grew tired of 2010 procrastinating, not doing stuff that I wanted to do, not doing stuff that I needed to do. I'm self-employed, and so there were some things that I had just been sitting on and wanting to do and change and grow, and I never acted on it. Well, my theme for 2011 was Unstoppable, and that was the year that I rebranded my company and gave up a company name that was 13 years old in favor of a name that fit the new me and the new company and the new direction. So I rebranded myself. I created a whole suite of new programs and ways for people to work with me so that I could be unstoppable, so that the way that people were working with me was taking up a little too much time. I love my clients, but it just wasn't efficient. And so I came up with a new way of doing that. And I also, that was the year that I landed my first $100,000 client. Mm-hmm. So I just, unstoppable was my theme, and I wanted to carry that through, but unstoppable, I'm not going to lie, it took a lot of daggone energy. I mean, it was a lot to do and to go and that sort of thing. And so because I've been through this class before, I knew kind of what the exercises were going to be, and so I started just jotting stuff down ahead of time. And my theme for this year, drum roll please, is healthy, happy, and secure.
I love
and
it.
Thank you. And I chose healthy because also in 2010, in addition to all the great stuff and all the things that I did, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and she's currently, you know, still beating it. And I realized just how important our health is. I have been a client of Cheryl's, a coaching client. I have been reading her newsletter for years and years. I've been in her programs, almost every single program she's offered I've been a part of, and I've heard her say and talk about health and how important it is, and now that I'm going through this experience with my mom, I see it. Like, I can't, it's not anything that I can kind of bury my head in the sand anymore, and, you know, the doctors keep saying to my mom, thank God you take care of yourself, thank God you took care of yourself, because if you didn't take care of yourself, this would be a really bad situation. And so that's driving my health theme. I want to lose a bunch of weight. I don't want to lose it. I want to release it because I don't want to find it again. and I want to make better choices in terms of my eating. And I don't mean I want to deprive myself. I want to be able to have food just be a neutral issue. Just like, okay, chocolate cake, yeah, I'll have some of that. And I just know that, next time I work out, I'll just spend an extra 5-10 minutes walking or, doing dance class or something like that. So health is important. And I've also realized that to build the kind of company that I have in my vision, to build the kind of company I'm looking to build, I got to have stamina. I got to have health. The health has got to be on my side. And it's important to my vision. Happy because I realized that for a long time I looked to other people, particularly guys I was in relationships with, to make me happy. And if you've ever done that, you probably know that it doesn't work. And if you don't know, hey, surprise,
yeah.
It doesn't work. And so I am focusing on my own happiness this year. And I don't mean, you know, I mean contentment. I mean being okay with who I am, warts and all, and knowing that no matter what happens in my life, it's there for a reason, and it's there to bring me even closer to my own joy, my own happiness. And I selected the word secure because I've been really successful in my business. I just don't feel that I have foundational things that I'd like to have, such as I'd like to purchase a home. To do that, I've got to get some kinks worked out in my credit. I would like to make a significant move or for half of the year, and to do that, I have to have a certain level of financial security. And, again, this is something that I learned from Cheryl because she always talks about, not always, but always to me because I'm on every single friggin' call. But she does a good job of keeping in the forefront about having reserves, not just, you know, cash reserves, but energy reserves and emotional reserves and being able to rise to the occasion because you've taken good care of yourself. And so I want to be secure in everything that I'm doing, financially, emotionally, spiritually. I want to have the reserves. So my theme is healthy, happy, and secure.
Well, you can tell just by the way she talks about it that it's not a resolution. You know, oh, I'm going to lose weight. Because her theme, if you look at it, it's really holistic. It looks at a lot of different things. She's not just losing weight. That's one of the things she wants to do, but there's a whole bunch of other things in there, so it's a holistic goal and a theme. So you can always feel like you're successful because you're working in different areas of the theme. You know, some days you're kind of working on the happiness part, and some days you're working more on the secure, and some days on the healthy. So there's a lot of options there with that theme, a lot of elbow room to move around. A quick question about your unstoppable theme last year, Lena. Did you feel that your unstoppable theme really guided you throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so intuitive, Cheryl. It's really uncanny. It's really interesting that you asked me that because I absolutely do feel like, because I kept going back to, oh, I don't want to do this. And then I kept thinking, my theme is unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. And I plan to use my theme this year. I was just thinking when I was creating the theme for 2012, I'm not doing, excuse my friends, a damn thing that doesn't make me feel happy, healthy, or secure. I'm not doing it.
Well, good. It's good to know your limits, your boundaries.
That's right. I'm only going to do things that make me feel healthy, that make me feel happy, and that make me feel secure, and I'm not going to feel put upon or obligated or should or guilt or any of that. There's no room in my life this year for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
Thanks.
Really great.
This is a great class so far. I love it.
Awesome. Jerry, don't feel intimidated if you don't know what your theme is, because Lena clearly has been thinking about it for a long time. So
I've been taking this class like 4 years in a row. So.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Lena. So, Jerry, what about you? What do you have some ideas about what your theme might be?
Well, I kind of do. I'll tell you a bit of my background. This is my first call. I've had in-laws and my mother in nursing homes for the last 12 years. And I'm raising a granddaughter, and I work full-time, so I'm in the sandwich generation, and I've just kind of taken care of everybody else, and I think this year it's all about me.
Oh.
And I'm just kind of thinking that may be my theme, because I want to take time to take care of myself so I can take care of everybody else. And, you know, I just need to give myself time to exercise and plan ahead on meals and things like that so that I can be healthy to take care of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. It sounds like you really have nailed the area. Now all you need to do is keep working with that all about me and see if that is exactly the phrasing that you want. I mean, it sounds good, but you know, do a little bit more work with the phrasing to see, is that the perfect phrasing? Like, do I want to call it something else? Or is that it? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So flip
mm-hmm.
through some magazines and do a search and do some meditation and just kind of breathe and look within and say, okay, all about me. It's all about me. And see and ask yourself, is that the perfect theme for me? Is there any word I need to change?
Okay.
Anything I need to add to that? Because
how about be me, be strong?
Pardon?
How about be me, be strong?
Well, you know, I love that theme, but it doesn't fit with what you said. Because what you said about you have the in-laws, the nursing, you know, in the nursing home, work full-time, sandwich generation, that's not about being strong. That's about taking care of yourself, resting. So I think you really hit on it when you said it's about me, because all those other things, those are all caretaking kind of situations. When you're the sandwich generation, that's exhausting. Taking
mm-hmm.
care of kids, taking care of elderly. I've not taken care of kids, but I've taken care of my parents, and it's exhausting. So I think your first shot at it with it's all about me or self-care or easy does it or something that's about, you know, nurturing you.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be, because
okay.
the strength thing, it's like, nah, maybe that's a theme for another year. But
mm-hmm.
Just listening to your story, I would guess that that's not the theme for this year. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it needs to be something that I'm focusing on myself and,
yeah.
you know, just taking time for myself, allowing myself to take time to take care of myself. Because, you know, I've always been there for everybody else, and I've just kind of, not that I'm not healthy, but I want to make sure that, you know, I'm an older person. I want to make sure that I can retire and still be healthy and be able
yes.
to do things that I want to do.
Right. One of the best ways to think about your theme is to talk about it, because one of the things you just said is take time for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might even be a potential theme for you. Take time for me, whether it's self-care or sleeping in or watching a movie or reading a book or whatever. So I would say if you stick with that whole idea that it's about you, taking care of you, self-care, whatever, nurturing for you, you're in the right spot. I really feel strongly about that. Now it's just a question of coming up with a couple of words that really say that for you.
Okay.
And it might be all about me. It might be take time for me. What I'm saying here is kind of steep with that and see what is it that really zings and sings to you. You want to be able to say, like Lena did, unstoppable. I'm unstoppable,
mm-hmm.
and have that mean so much to you that you can just tell about it. You know what I
mm-hmm.
mean?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I would say go with that.
Okay.
How about we take one more? I think it's really valuable to hear what people are thinking. Who else would like to volunteer? Don't be shy. Okay, I'll step up to the plate. This is Ellen. Ellen. Okay, great. Ellen, thank you for stepping up here.
I work full-time, and I'm an artisan, and a little voice inside my head has been, you know, I've been gradually growing my business, and a little voice inside my head is just screaming at me that this is the year to really move forward.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And the full-time job is really getting in the way.
I see.
And
but do you have to keep it, or could you?
Well, retirement, an early retirement is possible. And that's my focus is to, you know, I'm over the past couple of years I've been really taking good care of my health, and now on a personal professional development level I need to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this is the year for that? Early retirement and take care of yourself and move forward with your business?
It's screaming.
Is it? Okay,
yeah,
so it really feels like
my head is just.
Is it a should or is it a like? Like you're a racehorse,
it's
open the gate.
It's a passion.
There's a passion there?
Yes.
Oh, I just heard a train whistle, and Lena, you know what that means. When the train blows and somebody has said something, it means damn straight.
Woohoo!
Good. It's a woohoo kind of a thing. So, you know, maybe this will shed some light on that. When I was working full-time, and, you know, working is fine, but sometimes it really isn't that great because you don't get to do what you want to do, and people are holding you back. And I felt like a racehorse, just, chomping at the bit. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
come on, open the gate, come on, open the gate. And I was so hot to trot and so passionate that it was just murder to be in a job where I couldn't use that passion. Eventually it died because, you know, I couldn't make it happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you might even have some kind of a vision like that or a theme like that, like open the gate.
Okay.
Well,
that's a really good idea.
I'm blasting through. I'm diving in. You know, whatever
yeah.
image kind of, you know, suits you, Is it like chomping at the bit? Is it blasting through? Is it diving in? Is it leaping in the air?
It's like a leap of faith.
The leap of faith. Okay. If the leap of faith says it to you.
Or something that, you know.
Yeah. So what I would do is I would say the same thing that I said to Jerry. Leap of faith sounds like it's really going to work for you. And it's about diving into your passion and moving forward with your passion and doing all of that. Now what you want to do is make that list of wonderful words and do a search for catchphrases and jingles and possible other themes and just play with the whole idea. Don't be so willing to settle on something just because it sounds kind of good.
Right.
You want to settle on something because it's like really good. Because
it means it.
And it really speaks to you. And it, when I said open the gate, you were like, yeah, you could really get that.
Yeah.
So I would say work with your theme until it really feels like, oh, that is it. That is it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. See, isn't this fun? It's so much more fun than you think it's going to be.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank you all for playing with me on that, because I do think I can go blah, blah, blah about this whole theme thing, and it's like, yeah, but it's not that exciting until you actually get to plug your idea into it and then look at it from your perspective and play with it from your personal vantage point. So thank you for doing that, and when the call is over, I'll be glad to stay on for anybody else who would like to talk about their theme too, because it's not something that we usually know without doing some work on it. And a lot of times it happens in conversation with somebody listening. Like, I love to listen to what people say, and then I can hear things that maybe an inattentive listener won't hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk to people who really listen and hear and to it and put two and two together and help you, see what you've just said. And I think we just kind of demonstrated that in the last, few minutes that we've been talking. So, again, thank you for that. Okay, now, step four, we take our theme, once we decide what the theme is, and then we turn it into an affirmation. And so your theme already may be an affirmation, but it may need just a little tweaking to turn it into an affirmation, and then the affirmation becomes the evolution. It becomes the new story. Now, Lena, this is a twist on what I did before. This is a whole new piece. So let's just say that your theme was get up and get out, like you've been, stuck inside. Maybe you had an injury or maybe you weren't well. So get up and get out then becomes I get up and get out. It becomes an affirmation. It becomes active. I get. So you pair the word I with a verb, an active verb. Here's another one. Decide, do, delegate, dump. That becomes I decide, do, delegate, or dump. And then finish what you start. My old theme was I am a finisher. See how my theme, I love my theme, finish what you start. That guides me because I know that I need to finish stuff. And then I am a finisher is a new way of referring to myself. You know what I mean? Because finish what you start, that's not a way to refer to myself. But when I say I am a finisher, then it's my new story. It's my new identity. It's my new who I am. So healthy, wealthy, and wise becomes I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. And Lena's would become I am healthy, happy, and secure. That's her new evolutionary statement. That is who she becomes as she works through this process. If your theme is gratitude becomes me, it's I am grateful. Life is a joy becomes I am a joy container. My theme this year is younger next year, and that becomes I am younger today and tomorrow. And bloom where you're planted becomes my circumstances suit me perfectly, or I am happy blooming here, something like that. Healthy, happy family becomes we are a healthy, happy family, or I have a healthy, happy family, whatever, however you want to phrase that. And this is one that's kind of fun. Still got it. You know, when we get to be of the age that some of us are, we might think, oh, still got it. So your evolution, your new story could be, I've still got it. And then the last one here, a year of miracles might be your theme. and your evolution could be I create miracles. So you see how you take your theme and then you put an I in front of it and an active verb, and then you have a new story. You have your evolutionary being, who you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
yes.
does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And when you get the slides, you'll be able to, you know, look at that again and put it in your lap and kind of really, really think about it. In an hour, we're covering quite a bit in an hour, but there's a whole lot more to cover. And what I want to close with today before I do some more coaching, if anybody wants it, is I want to tell you, I indicated earlier that, you know, the fifth step is implement a system to take action and track your progress. So I told you a little bit about the system that I used. I told you that I created a menu for finishing what I started, and I put that on my refrigerator. I created a menu for things that would make me happy so I could have my heart's desire, and I put that on my refrigerator. Another tool that I used was to take a Sharpie marker and write positive things related to my theme on my mirror, my bathroom mirror, so I could read those regularly. So you need to put things in place that remind you of your theme. And the themes need to be really short and punchy because they have to be memorable, like Unstoppable, that's memorable. Time for Me, that's memorable. All About Me, that's memorable. And Ellen, what did we end up with you?
Something about Leap of Faith.
Oh, yeah, Leap of Faith, that's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that your theme is short and punchy and memorable. So one of the things I want to offer you all is a 30-day coaching intensive program, and we will focus completely on your New Year's evolutionary theme, kind of like we've been doing, but in a much bigger way. I've written a workbook called the Healthy Habits Workbook. It's about 85 pages, and it takes baby steps toward changing any behavior that you want. It could be a personal behavior, a lifestyle behavior, it could be a business, it could be used for a business theme. I'm really kind of proud of it because it can be used in so many different ways. I call it kind of a turnkey program. If you wanted to, you can do this theme thing all completely on your own with no help whatsoever from me of any kind. You've got enough information, you've got the five steps,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have that in an email when I send it to you later tonight. But you could also just do it by yourself using the Healthy Habits Workbook, and that sells on my website for $19.97. That's a pretty inexpensive way to get some coaching for 21 days. Or you could add an extra $77 to it for a total of $97, and that includes a $100 discount that I'm offering for participating in the program. So for $97, you get the workbook and 4 weekly teleclasses every Wednesday from February 8, 15, 22, and 29 for an hour and a half each of those of times, and longer if anybody wants coaching after the call gets done. But that would be in the evening. Central time, if it's Central time, it'd be 7 to 8:30. If it's Eastern, it'd be 8 to 9:30. You'll also get audio recordings of all of the teleclasses in case you need to miss one. And there are 2 bonuses. I'm going to offer an extra coaching call to talk with anybody who wants to about their theme, about selecting it, crafting it, phrasing it, putting it in place. So that call is going to happen Wednesday, February 1. And so even if you've been on this call, you can come to that call and you can continue to work with your theme. And then the second bonus is you get direct access to me throughout the program, which is kind of a nice thing. Most coaches, when they do that, they jack up the price quite a bit because, you know, time is money. Time is really important. But in this case, I just decided I wanted to offer this at a really reasonable price so that most people could afford it. And also, I'm offering you can split it into 2 payments if you want. Split it in half and do 2 monthly payments, one this month and one next month. So I'm going to send you a link to read all about that, to get some more details about that. But if you're interested in increasing your confidence and getting a lot of inspiration to take action on your goal? Because, you know, Ellen, now that you know you want to move towards, you know, being a full-time artist and leave your job, there's a lot to be done there. There's a lot of steps that need to be taken. There's a lot of confidence needs to be built, and you need to figure out what your action steps are, if that's what you're actually going to do. And this month-long coaching program in February might be just the perfect thing for you to get support, because it's kind of scary when you take a leap of faith. It's like, wow, is there, you know, is there going to be a bottom for me to step on when I land?
Right.
So one of the things you'll do is you'll learn how to take action, get stuff done, so that you can really trust yourself to do what you say you're going to do. Now, the problem with resolution is we don't follow through, and then we have a bad attitude about ourselves and feel bad about ourselves. Geez, I didn't get that done again. Oh, well, you know, and then we move on. But in this program, you really will, as Lena indicated, when you have a theme that really sings to you that you like and it's really yours and it's about pleasure and it's about getting to where you want to go and it's something that you want, and you have a backdrop for making it happen, you have a course, you have kindred spirits talking with you and working with you, hanging out with you, you have a workbook to follow and baby steps to take every day, then you're definitely going to, you know, be successful at getting done what it is you want to get done. Then you can feel really good about yourself, like, wow, I laid out that plan and I did it, and I feel great.
Right.
It may not always be easy, but wow, I got it done, and I feel wonderful about it. And then you can take the workbook and you can use it again and again and again for each goal that you have. Let's say next year you have a different goal, or you know, you can even use it for two or three goals at the same time, because it's just that flexible. As a matter of fact, I had a client last year who we coached for about 6 months or so, and then she decided that she wanted to use my workbook to focus each month on a new goal that she wanted to achieve. And we did that for about 6 months. Each month she was just great about plugging one of her goals into the workbook, and it showed me just how usable this workbook was for all different kinds of goals. And at the end of that year, I sent her a summary of the goals that we started with. I said, here are the goals that we started with. And then our next coaching call, we talked through all of those goals, and she realized that she had achieved every single one of her goals. And a lot of it was attributed to working through the workbook with me as I coached her, because she really had something she could put in her lap and really work on. And so the upshot of that is she felt comfortable enough to not get coaching anymore. She was on her own. She did the leap of faith, and she, you know, she did things that she said she could not have done without the coaching and without the workbook. So, gosh, for just $97, and you can split it in two payments if you want, I'm sure hoping that some of you who feel really excited about taking some action, maybe a little nervous about taking action, will join me in that class. And if you want to look it up right now, it's CherylMillerville.com/NYE2012, and the NYE is like New Year's Evolution, so it's CherylMillerville.com/NYE2012, and that tells you all about it, all the gory little details. Does anybody have any questions about how that might work? And then after we answer any questions or comments, then we'll go back to coaching people on their theme if folks want to stay on the line for a little longer. Any questions about the 30-day coaching intensive program? Okay, I guess I did a really good job of laying it out. So, like I said, I will send you the email with some additional information about that. Now, I would love to have some feedback about how the call was for you today. Was it interesting, inspiring? Any questions you had about it? Any feedback for me?
I think it was great. This is
well,
Ellen.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of lighting a fire and showing me that everything is doable. I just need to make the plan and put it in place. And
well, good. Then I've succeeded, because that's what I wanted to do. I want to light a fire and help you to see that it is doable, and you just need to put a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Ellen?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you came to the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any comments or questions? All righty. Now, is there anybody left on the line that would like
well,
to
have... I was on mute, sorry.
Oh, okay.
feedback, sorry. It took me a while to get the mute. I'm like, come on, I'm going to miss it, I'm going to miss it.
Cheryl, I would like to stay on for a minute just to ask a question or two. My name's Mary.
Okay, Mary. We'll have Lena and then Mary.
Okay, great. So I thought this was awesome. Even though I came to the call with my theme, I got to hear that new part about the affirmation, and that's really good. And also, as I mentioned, I had a crappy day today, and I feel like I just left it behind. I feel like it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that I evolved.
Ah. Well, your reset thing really helped too, didn't it? I mean, when you reframe something, and the reframe was that you reset your day. And when you reset your day, it actually happens.
Yep.
The reframe really happens. And that's kind of why this theme thing works too. It's a reframing of your life. So thank you for that, and I'm so glad you're feeling better. I love to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Yeah. So, Mary, what about you?
Well, I'm kind of trying this, and I was out and tried to make a list of the things that you talked about and just sit back and with a cup of tea. So, obviously, I'll need to do that some other time. But I was listing, like, just things that had happened during the year and, you know, kind of how I felt about those. And
mm-hmm.
probably my main thing is, like, how to improve communications in ways so that I have more in-depth relationships, not just a bunch of real superficial ones.
Ah.
And so, but I don't really know where to go with that. You know, I don't really know how to frame that into words. I mean, you have the what do I want more, what bugged me, what inspired me, what interests me.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure where to go with that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a good one. I love it. I love it. I think it will be. Do you want to share why you're interested in improved communication? Because that sometimes sheds light on it. Have you had poor communication this year with somebody or some people?
Well, I think it's more like not just this year, but I think this is what I need to work on, kind of thing. I think I'm a very strong personality,
mm-hmm.
and I think that I shut people down. By the way I speak or respond or whatever. And so I'm wanting to be more, you know, as I get older, I think you need to be learning some of these skills. You know what I mean? It's like at some point you really have to, you know, change up and try to be better at these. But I'm not really sure where to go because if you don't get feedback from people, if people are afraid to give you feedback, and I thought maybe as you develop better relationships with people, maybe they would help coach you on that, but I'm not really sure that happens. So I'm not really sure how to go make progress on that.
Exactly. Well, I'm kind of excited by working with that concept to kind of play with it. One thing I have in mind, does your employer have an employee assistance program?
I am unemployed.
Oh, you're unemployed.
I shouldn't say unemployed. I am not employed. I don't choose to work.
Okay.
I'm a volunteer.
Oh.
I do a lot of volunteer work.
Okay. Yeah, I love that reframe too, because it isn't really unemployed, is it?
No, it's really not, because I'm not seeking employment, and so it's not that's not a frustration. I don't have financial burden because I'm not employed. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
I do. Okay. So, let's see. So. Okay, it helped me to ask you a little bit about the background here, because if you're a strong
sure.
personality and you shut people down, that changes what it's going to, you know, because we needed to know that so
sure.
that we don't know that it's just about other people that you're with are namby-pamby or they're, you know,
right.
not being for real. So that is a critical piece. So what you might do is make a list of everything about these are all the ways that I communicate in a strong, positive, healthy way. Make a list of those. These are ways that I communicate in a way that's not as strong and positive.
Not positive.
And
okay.
I would just get really, really clear on your gifts or challenges as a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you listen well? Do you not? Like you said, you're strong and you kind of shut people down. Get really, really clear on that. And then maybe even talk to a couple of people about, you know, what would
just
improve our communication.
Ask them.
Yeah, just ask them, what would improve our communication? How could I communicate differently? And they could say, well, you know, let me finish my sentence. Or, you know, you always change it up to a story about your life instead of my life. And, you know, I'd rather have you just talk all about me for a minute or whatever. I mean, you can't get everybody to tell you the truth that way, but some people will tell you the truth. I would tell you the truth if it was me.
Okay.
And
all
then
right, so I've got my list.
Once you get that going, yeah, you have your list of words, and then I would just work through all those exercises. I would say, you know, I would take it to the evolutionary thing, like the I would go back to, let me see which one it was. It was the old story and the new story. Like maybe the old story is you interrupt people. The new story is I listen eagerly to people.
Okay.
Or I listen
I
to the
full that.
Story. You know, so do a turnaround for each of the things that you think are not good communication strategies that you have.
All right.
Or that other people have. And this is one that's unusual enough, it's deep enough that it's going to take a little more work. But if you, you know, if you end up getting in this class, then on February 1st, we could, you know, we could work through, because you'd have time to steep on it and think about it and get through that. So, or if you don't want to do the class, you can talk about it with a friend of yours. But you're definitely probably going to need to talk about it and think through it, because it's not just your standard theme. This is the first time I've heard this theme.
Okay.
I think it's kind of neat.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's always nice to have positive words. I the things you all, you mentioned about, you know, those kinds of things, I do pretty well with that stuff.
With which thing I did for that?
Yeah, the challenges and the goals that you were talking about earlier, you know, weight control and being organized and, you know, those kinds of things. I do better with those than I do with people.
I see. It's the people, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe part of your evolutionary thing is about people. It's like I enjoy people, or I communicate well with people, or you know, I'm a great communicator. That might be part of what you're heading toward.
Okay. Well, I do enjoy people, and I love people, and I serve people. But, you know,
yeah.
I think sometimes that I scare them, too.
Sure. Well, it's good.
I don't want to be scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I forgot to mention, if anybody needs to go, you know, we're in the point now, so it's not going to hurt my feeling if anybody needs to go. But if you want to stay on the call, I will be glad to coach anybody else who would like to talk about their theme. But I want to thank everybody for coming to the call. I appreciate it. I had a good time. And I'm here for the next person. Is there somebody else that would like to get some coaching on your theme?
Yeah, hi. My name is Laura. We had talked earlier.
Yeah, Laura.
Hopefully you guys can hear me. Let me know if I'm cutting out. So my situation is that 2011 was a totally, completely different year than what 2012 is, partly because last year it was a pretty bad year in some ways, but it all kind of worked to facilitate our move to China, and now, you know, I'm starting 2012 in a new country, and I kind of need to sort of forget about 2011 in some ways. I mean, it did help to kind of you know, write down, I'm definitely going to go through all the exercises about 2011, just so I can pick out anything that maybe has been lurking under the surface that I haven't been considering about how it could affect 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But for 2012, my main goal, I guess, I need help figuring out what my theme should be. My main goal is to become fluent in Mandarin. And I need to expose myself to more relationships in order to do that. I'm kind of, like, I make friends really easily, but I kind of like to stay to myself more, if that makes any sense. Like, I love people, I love being around people, but then if I have a choice, I'd rather kind of be by myself. But
sure.
I can't do that if I'm going to become fluent in my language here.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
did you go to China by yourself, or are you in a relationship?
I'm with my husband, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my husband's Chinese, and my main reason for wanting to learn Chinese is to be able to communicate with his family and things.
Oh.
So it's it kind of like I need to embrace people, and I need to embrace my new culture, and I need to embrace my new language too. So
So it sounds like what you're really going to need is to balance the two sides of yourself, the need to be with people and the need to not be with them, the need to be fluent in Mandarin and the need to not always have to be working on being fluent in Mandarin. So it sounds like, let me get my other phone hooked in here. So it sounds like balance is going to have to be a part of your theme. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Otherwise, I think I'll go crazy.
You don't want to do that. You want to be fluent in Mandarin, but you don't want to go crazy. So, yeah. So that element of balance
that
is going to have to end up in there somewhere. So what else
so
about?
We're hearing some feedback.
That's okay. Tell me a little bit more about why you want to be fluent in Mandarin. Talk to the family and all of that.
Yeah, it's mostly because of family. We want to have children soon, and I really think it's important that when we have children that they can be fully Chinese and fully American. And I think in order to do that, I need to have some foundation before. I mean, it's always going to be an ongoing process, but I need to have that foundation too, because there are going to be times that we're going to be taking care of my husband's parents and, spending a lot of time with aunts and uncles, and they don't speak any English. So it's really the family motivation. I think if my husband's family was, if they spoke English, even if they lived in China, but they spoke English, I wouldn't really care so much about learning Mandarin. So it's mostly because of family and money. To provide that to our future children.
Awesome. Okay, I have a better understanding now. And one thing I heard you say was family motivation. So it's not just to become fluent in Mandarin. It's that whole family thing. You want your children to be balanced in the two cultures. You want you to be balanced between your husband's family and yours. And, so the whole idea of the family comes to me. And that could also... That could end up being. If your theme is fluent in Mandarin, then that's
there's
one thing you're doing.
One thing you're doing.
You know what I mean? And if it has more family motivation, then it's more like a holistic theme.
Yeah.
So fluent in Mandarin almost sounds like a resolution to me, and something with the family motivation idea behind it sounds more like a theme.
Right.
So I would be looking around. I would maybe journal around family, like what family means to you and words that are related to that and balance and culture, the balance of cultures and stuff. And I would kind of keep working on that to see what emerges as
the whole
underlying reason why you want to do it. It's not just to become Mandarin, to become fluent, because you said if you didn't have your husband, you wouldn't be even thinking, that wouldn't even be your theme. So...
Yeah, exactly.
Family is the real reason that you're doing it. Family, balance, culture. So you'll have to kind of do a search on what are the words associated with that underlying meaning of family, balance, culture. What does all that mean to you? So that one's another one that's going to have to take a little bit of doing, because it's real different from ones that we're used to playing with. But once again, it's an exciting theme, because you're going to be immersed in the culture. You're going to be immersed. You're going to be right in the middle of this whole family dynamic. So it'll be pretty cool. So Laura, are you still there? Okay, we lost Laura because she's on some kind of a computer magic jack thing in Shanghai, so I'm not surprised we might have lost her on that one. But I'm eager to hear how that theme turns out. Anybody else? Is there anybody else who wants to make a comment or get some coaching before we hang up? Going once and going twice. All right. Well, listen, it was a pleasure talking with all of you. I always get inspired by people's themes. I think it's just wonderful to work with people on their heart's desire. They can tap into that inner, deep part of them that wants to have something happen. And once we get in touch with that part of us, then everything can start really blooming and really going to town, because it's a positive thing. It's something that we really want, not something that we feel like we should do. So thank you all for being on the call, and hopefully our paths will cross again soon. And good night.